Time, unseen time, our continuing fiction. However we tell it, eludes our dear hope and our reason. That is a pure condition of the story, and wherever our parents came from is another century. An age which they themselves could barely remember, but carried with them as their own year after year. Hidden away, hardly looked at, until the secret without their noticing had faded all the details white. For my mother, it came to be the lace veil covering the front of the baby carriage, where she was being wheeled through the Garden of the Gods when her parents were still alive, as she told about it later. And for my father, it was the glare bleaching the surface of the river as he sat under the white blaze of summer in the rowboat, tied above the waterline, where he was allowed to hold the oars and imagine. Leaving, did he see any farther when he was dying in summer after midnight and before the solstice? Coughing, say he was not afraid. And was the veil still there when my mother turned from her own garden one evening that same year, telling a friend on the telephone that she was going to get some rest now? And her glasses were lying apart from her on the floor. Not more than an hour later, when a neighbor pushed the door open, and found her.